Do you ever stop to wonder why it is our society runs the way it does? Why is it marriage is at the center of our overall social, economic, political worlds? The nuclear family, which is an abject failure, is still what politicians reminisce about and romanticize. What's going on there? Back in the olden days, you needed to have a wife, or she needed to have you, just to survive. There had to be a division of labor. It made sense. That's not true anymore. There is no reason for there to be a division of labor. I can push the button on the washing machine as well as anybody. I don't need some woman around to wash my clothes. So, why is it still so important for us to have marriage as an aspect of our relationships? We're still going to have sex. We can still have children. I mean, that's still going to happen. So what role, what function does marriage play? Well, I think that if you look at it objectively, you'll see that it serves the purpose of people who benefit from it greatly. In fact, economically, our entire society benefits a lot by the spending that occurs as a result of relationships. If it were just a bunch of men, we would save our money, we wouldn't spend it. Yet 70% of the US economy is dependent on consumerism. Yeah, so it's a rich versus poor thing. They need you to be a cog in the machine. They need you to do your part. They need you to sacrifice. And if it doesn't work out, that's okay too, because there's a financial benefit to the culture if you fail as a man in your marriage. So today, I want to do some dispelling of the myths around marriage. I want to give you at least 10 good reasons why you don't need a woman in your life. This is Life 2.0. Let's talk about it. As you probably know, external validation drives consumerism as much as anything. We all want to have the next cool, shiny thing. That's why the iPhone is essentially the same as it was 10 years ago, but they still sell a ton of those things every time they come up with a new one. And they aren't really that different, you know what I mean? I mean, maybe the chips are a little faster, maybe there's a little more memory, camera's a little better, but really, it's the same basic phone that it was back in the beginning. So, women, for young men, are a form of external validation. And it occurs on many different levels. Psychologically, it is as much of a mind fuck as anything you're gonna find. Because you get validated by your friends and society based on the woman that you choose to some degree. So if you're really into beautiful women, having a beautiful woman on your arm gives you a sense that you have something special about you. It's your way of telling the world you're special. Maybe you're into artsy girls, tattooed girls, weird girls. Again, external validation, you're telling the world something about you, that you're attracted to these unique women, and they're attracted to you. Very important aspect of this. So that's the external validation. But then you also get the internal external validation, which comes from her telling you how great you are. So now, within the relationship, you're getting some external validation as well. This woman is telling you how wonderful you are, how you're unique. How you're the only one who's ever done this or that, how you made her feel good. So now you as a man are starting to feel like you have value because of this relationship. It's gonna give you all this external value. Well, this is bullshit, just FYI. It's like a paper tiger. It has no substance. It will blow away in the wind like, you know, dead leaves. It has no value. Only when validation comes from within does it have staying power. You have to be self-validating. You have to recognize the value that you bring to the world and the value that you have as a man just within yourself. Learning to like and appreciate yourself is not an easy thing to do, especially when there's so many external sources of criticism that you're receiving. So you've got to shut down the external noise and you've got to listen to yourself. And you've got to be your own best cheerleader. I mean, you've got to be out there just telling yourself all the time that you're on a journey, you're on a mission, and there are going to be good days and bad days, but you're going to keep pushing forward, and you're resilient, and you will continue to push forward, and that your vision is yours and it's valid and it has meaning to you and there is fulfillment at the end of it. So trying to find some human being externally to validate you or be validated by society, it's like trying to fill up a bucket with a hole in the bottom. I mean, you're never going to be there. You're never going to catch up. You're always going to be running behind. You'll never find it there. Becoming aware of the external pressure that society places on us is an important step toward your decision-making process and understanding self-reliance. Talking to a licensed therapist is a great way to get a handle on some of these issues. And that's why I'm really happy to announce that today's video is being sponsored by BetterHelp. I used to think that asking for help was a sign of weakness, but I have since understood that real men know their limitations and they seek out help when they need it. When your car breaks down, most of us aren't going to do our own auto repairs. You're not going to pull that transmission out and tinker around and see how it goes. Well, maybe you can use the same logic to your getting your mind right. You know, when you're going through some really tough times, you need to have the awareness that you're struggling, that the stress is high, and it's hard to know it sometimes. Having someone to bounce things off of can make all the difference in the world. BetterHelp is on a mission to make getting therapy as easy and accessible as possible. But they make it so easy. All you do is you go to their website, you fill out a form, and within a couple days, they're going to have assigned a therapist to you and you'll be able to set an appointment. And if that therapist doesn't work out for you, you can get a new one almost right away. BetterHelp has worked with over 6 million people to date. And they have a 4.8 rating on Trustpilot. So you can feel pretty confident that this is a legit platform where you can expect to get top-notch help from a professional. And as an added benefit, you'll get 10% off your first months of therapy by using my link. So please save some money, get some help, take advantage of it. This is a great opportunity. BetterHelp is top-notch. You see, what makes a man is not his ability to attract a woman. Women are unreliable gauges of masculinity, FYI. Do not count on a woman to give you the feedback that you need to feel like you're successful in your own life. In fact, a woman will give you exactly the opposite. She'll make you feel fine for a while, but then she's going to place a lot of demands on you to actually put you to the test. And quite frankly, you don't need that, especially in the beginning. The last thing you need is some woman trying to convince you that you need to perform for her. So stop chasing women. There's nothing in it for you. There's no value at the end of that chase. It's a chase to receive external validation, to be accepted by society, to be accepted by a woman, to have someone else's eyes upon you, telling you that you are worthy. And all of that is a false god. None of it's real. None of it means anything. All of it will leave you feeling empty inside one day. So do not do that. The next huge myth that goes along with having a woman in your life is that she is in some way going to solve a problem that you have. Now, when you're young, your biggest problem is testosterone throbbing through your body, making you want to mount everything that doesn't move, you know? So that's really not a problem, okay? That's just biology. That's just the way you're built. Get used to it. Learn to master it. Learn that it's just part of who you are. That the need to procreate is not something that is uniquely yours. That's not something special about you. All men have this. This is something that we're just genetically programmed to do. And this is not a problem. And getting a woman in your life, hoping this is gonna solve your problem, is nature's little trick that it plays on us. Yes, it's gonna relieve the tension for a little while, but it is not gonna solve the problem. I promise you this. The only way that you solve this problem once and for all is by mastery. I'm not saying that you need to necessarily turn into a horny celibate, but I am saying that you need to understand the way your body works and you need to be able to think your way through it. It's like when you get a craving for chocolate or something, you know, you just stop thinking about it, the craving goes away. It'll subside. You don't need to focus on it. the problem with most men is that once we get started down that path of thinking about it, it's really hard to stop thinking about it. It's like there's, like, don't think about the pink elephant in the room, and all you can do is think about pink elephants. Well, that's why they made the internet, so you can at least scratch that itch, if you know what I mean. But do not think that a woman is going to solve this problem for you, because she's not. This problem is going to persist long after she's gone. And trust me, she won't be staying around very long. Now, there are other guys who think they need a woman in their life to motivate them, to get them off the couch, get them off their asses, get them finally doing the things they need to do. If they only had a woman in their life, they could get up and really start to show themselves off to the world. They would be smarter. They'd be more motivated. They'd finally get jacked. You know, they will start saving money. They'll get a better job. They'll be focused more at school. They'll be doing all these wonderful things. If they just had a girlfriend, if they just had a woman in their life, they could be all that. Trust me, man. If you're not doing that now, you are not going to do that with a woman in your life. I promise you. She will not make you more motivated. She will not drive your success. And if she does, you've got some serious questions to answer about who you are as a man, because that is not the way life works. You, as a man, have a responsibility to yourself to be the best person that you can be. And depending on some woman to drive you to become that man is silly, it's ridiculous, it's bad thinking. That's not gonna happen, it's not gonna work, it never has, it never will. And even if you do find some woman and she's hyper-motivated and you get motivated because of it, eventually you're just going to resent her for it. Eventually she's going to get on your nerve. She's going to piss you off because her vision for your life is not going to be the same as yours. Eventually you'll come to terms with the fact that you have a vision for your life. And when that vision starts to sink in and it doesn't match hers and she's been motivating you all this time, you're going to be in a really bad spot. You know? So no, do not allow a woman to be your motivation in life. You do not need that. That's not the way this works. You need to have your own motivation. You need to be moving towards your goals right this minute, right now. If you're not taking steps every day toward reaching your objectives in life, then you're missing the opportunity. You're missing the whole point. You need to focus. Get on mission. Have a purpose. This is your journey. You're the captain of this ship. You know, I'm going to use Orion's book just as a little bit of an example, because he talks about how we're captains of our own ships and women are passengers. And I think that's a really good metaphor. You got to see yourself as the captain of the ship. You're the one who's choosing the destination. You're the one who's at the helm. You've got to drive this thing. You do not want some woman driving your ship. I promise you that. When my son was young and I was raising him alone and he would do stuff, I remember thinking, I needed to have a witness to this. I needed someone here to kind of observe what was happening with me, to share this experience. That only by having a woman seeing this and caring about it and loving him as much as I did, could this experience have value. And my God, what a load of shit that was. You do not need a witness to your life. You are the witness to your life. You do not need someone there to verify that you're having fun, that something good is happening, that you're experiencing an extraordinary moment, that there is love present. You do not need someone else to tell you that you're doing okay. There's a lot of that external validation stuff, but it goes deeper. Because it's almost like, does it really happen if I'm the only one here watching? It's like if a tree falls in the woods and it's just me, you know, does it matter? Yes, it absolutely matters. You matter. You are the witness to your life. You are the one that matters the most in your own life. You do not need some woman to verify for you that what's happening to you, for you, around you is valuable. You know, you are the judge. You are the jury. You are the executioner. You are the whole thing. Just take a breath. Enjoy the moments as they occur. If you're hoping to get someone else's input, if you're trying to get someone else's agreement, some consensus that what you're doing and how your life is going is good, then it will never be good enough. You will always feel like you need someone else's, you know, verification that all these things are working. Just understand that this life experience was designed specifically for you, and the opportunity to be here and have these experiences is really only meaningful to you. If someone else happens to be there and they find these experiences meaningful as well, that's wonderful. But they are not required. they are not necessary for you to have the fullness of whatever that experience is. Like me standing out here on the stream, I get a great deal of fulfillment from being out here doing this. I enjoy this spot in particular because it's beautiful, the water isn't very deep, the dogs enjoy it, the water's crystal clear, especially now the trees are coming in. It's just wonderful. It's a beautiful spot. The sky is blue. I couldn't ask for a better spot, you know? But there's not very many women that are going to enjoy climbing through all these woods and trees and ticks and snakes and all this bullshit to get here. You know what I mean? And I don't want to tie my happiness to hers, you know? So you have to just see it from that perspective. It's like, you know, this is meaningful to me and I don't need anyone else to verify that it's meaningful. Be your own witness. Enjoy your life. Appreciate what you have. Express gratitude when you notice it. And I guarantee you more and more good things will happen and you won't feel like anything's missing. This next one is really probably the crux of the whole thing that sums up so much of it. It's when you come to terms with the fact that your personal happiness and your fulfillment are an inside job, that this is something that only comes from within you. You will not find it outside of you, ever, ever. I think about Viktor Frankl a lot. He was a psychologist who was in a Nazi concentration camp, actually like three or four concentration camps. And while people all around him were dying, really out of despair, more than anything, they were dying out of despair, he was able to convince himself that there was something to live for. He was able to convince himself that there was a reason to wake up the next day, to keep going, to push forward, to find fulfillment and happiness in his life. And I always think that no matter how difficult things get, I will probably never face anything quite as dire as what Viktor Frankl faced in his life. And so when life throws curveballs at me, when things get tough, when things don't go the way I hope they will go, or I'm facing some challenge or obstacle, I realize that it's laid there specifically for my benefit. I need to figure this out. I need to find a way through it to reach that happiness and fulfillment that I see for myself. I suggest you do the same. Happiness and fulfillment is internal, and it provides you with the motivation to achieve the things that you need to achieve, to overcome the obstacles you need to overcome so that you can attain that level of fulfillment that you know is yours, that you know is within you. Not only that, but really at any moment, you can look around your life and you can either choose to be sad, angry, filled with despair. You can allow the circumstances of your life to overwhelm you and make you feel like you're less than in some way. Or you can look around you and you can choose to feel gratitude. You can choose to be to have appreciation for the people in your life, for the circumstances in your life, for the good things that do happen. Because there's always something good in there, you know? You've got to just look for it sometimes. Just because you're not overwhelmed with things to be grateful for doesn't mean there's nothing there to be grateful for. There's something. Find it. Focus on it. Tell yourself that life is still worth going forward and appreciate the opportunity to have another day. Because each day gives you the chance to change things and move closer and closer to that state of fulfillment that's so important to you, that you know is on your way, is coming to you, if you just keep pushing for it. Now, there is something a little bit weird about women at a very profound level. It's built into their hardware. This is not something that's a software issue. You cannot upgrade this. You cannot uninstall it. This is factory installed. And that is, they have a level of fear in them that is something that we are not familiar with in our own lives. So safety is something that is important to them. So you are going to have a certain level of ability to provide a safe space for them. But it's not just about the physical safety and the financial safety. I mean, those things are important, but I would suggest that they are not the most important thing. The most important thing is their emotional safety. They need to know that emotionally, if they commit to you, that you have the ability, that you have the depth and the patience and the understanding to provide them with the safe environment where they can express themselves freely. Now, here's the thing. Most men don't understand that what women are looking for is much deeper than what most young men are capable of providing. Most guys don't have a clue about how to get into a deep, meaningful relationship with a woman. And they learn the hard way. You know, you learn through dating lots of women and having sex and learning what makes them mad and makes them happy and how, why they're sad and all that stuff. You figure it out along the way. But if a woman ever feels unsafe for any reason at all, going back to these transactional relationships to a certain degree, she'll leave you. I promise you that. She will leave you. And the reason she'll leave you is because she needs to have that sense of safety. So if she feels emotionally unsafe, physically unsafe, financially unsafe, psychologically unsafe, if she feels, that you're just not capable of providing her with that level of safety, she will absolutely abandon you. She will monkey branch, she'll leave, she'll just be gone. And she won't have a good explanation as to why she's gone. She will just be gone. So understand that that need for safety is part of that transactional relationship. And if you can't provide it, you're going to lose that relationship. A lot of guys need to have a relationship in their life in order to have an identity. Like, they need to have a woman next to them so that they can tell people who they are. I'm Sarah's boyfriend, you know? I'm identified with this couple. I'm identified with this relationship in some way. I'm identified as a father. I'm identified as a husband. It's like, telling people your job title before you tell them your name. None of these things are valid. You've got to step away from that. You cannot allow for a relationship or a woman to somehow identify you or to create an identity for you, I should say. Because that is a one-way trip to misery. Because that relationship is constantly going to change. And that means that your identity is constantly going to be in question. Because if at some point she decides that she's going to leave you, or God forbid she dies, now who are you? Who are you going to be now? If you don't have an identity that you have created for yourself that is completely distinct and separate from that relationship and separate from that woman, then you will never be a fully formed man. You will always be dependent on some external person to provide you with that sense of identity. And if she leaves you, you're going to start going around looking for someone else to give you an identity. You're going to immediately pick up the dating apps. You might as well just put on your dating profile, "I'm looking for someone to tell me who I am." Yeah, sounds pretty weak, doesn't it? It is weak. I see guys do that all the time. That is a very common problem that guys have, especially getting out of long-term marriages. They don't know who they are anymore. They can't figure themselves out. They no longer have a separate and distinct identity from the roles that they played in their relationship. And so when they're without that relationship, they really don't have any idea who they are. They don't know what to do. They don't know what their likes and dislikes are. They are completely identified with the roles that they had in that relationship. And when that relationship is over, they got nothing. You do not want that to be your future. That is not the way to live your life. So understand that attachment, meaning that you need something to make you feel complete, and then even aversion, where you're pushing something away in order to prevent you from feeling pain, these two things are incongruent with natural, healthy levels of happiness and fulfillment. If you're always pushing something away, or you're trying to pull something towards you, it means that you're not in a place where you can legitimately call yourself fulfilled. You're always dependent on some other external action, either to have it there or to get it away from you. And getting past that, if you can get past that sensation of needing to either pull or push at life in some way, shape, or form, you can finally get to a place where you can live your life from a place of true authenticity, where you can finally be who you really are, and you can start seeing the world for what it really is. You will no longer be driven externally by forces that you have no control over. You will be more in control. Those forces will still exist in the world. Don't get me wrong. They will still exist in the world, but their power over you will change significantly. When you seek something outside of yourself, whether that be a woman or a car or a house or whatever, to make you feel complete, to make you feel happy, to make you feel fulfilled, you're lying to yourself. You're creating a narrative that is not real. Attachments are people, places, things, thoughts, memories, dogs, girlfriends that we pull towards us because we feel like we need these things in our lives to make us feel whole. And this is an illusion. This is a narrative that we create. It's something in our imagination. We build a narrative around this experience and we tell ourselves that this is critical to our experience. If you have a car, like a Corvette, and you spent all this money on this Corvette, you got yourself the Corvette shirt, Corvette hat, you got yourself Corvette keychain, you got the Corvette wallet, you got the Corvette everything. And then one day someone takes your Corvette and it's not insured and you just lost the Corvette. And there you are, Mr. Corvette. You've identified with it. You are the guy that drives a Corvette. You're not just Steve, you're Steve in a Corvette. That Corvette is who you are. You have identified with it strongly. It is the source of your happiness. It is the source of your identity. It is the source of your fulfillment in life. You wash it, you wax it, you love it. You love it. And now it's gone. Now you're a broken man. You're sad. You're incomplete. You're lacking your ability to express yourself from an authentic place because you don't know who you are. And that's what happens with relationships. That's what happens with women. When you're in a state of need and you bring a woman into your life because you think she's going to fill some hole in your life, you're creating an attachment. And that's a problem. You cannot allow yourself to become externally dependent on something, on anyone, on anything. Shelby had a seizure this morning. Shelby's 13. He's going to die pretty soon, probably another year or two at most. When I got him as a puppy, I had just gone through the loss of another dog who I'd had for 17 years, and it was a tragic loss. I said goodbye to Shelby the day that I got him, and I kind of say goodbye to him a lot recently, you know, as I see that he's getting older. I've loved having him, and he's a wonderful dog. The day that I got him, I said, you know, you're going to leave one day, but between now and then, we're going to have a great time. You're going to be a great dog, I'm going to be a great dog owner, and we're going to have some wonderful adventures, and it's going to be a good life. And as that life comes to its end, I have no regrets. I have lots of friends who have had animals, and they've lost them, and they have not been able to bring another animal into their lives, whether it be a cat or a dog or whatever. They're just too devastated by the potential for loss. That is an attachment. That means that they are attached, they became so attached to that animal that their loss was so overwhelming that they could not face having another animal. Even though the joy that they had from having the animal was so great that they loved him so much. But now they're going to deny themselves the opportunity to experience that level of attachment, that level of love, I should say, the joy they experience from it because of the attachment. So now they've created something else called an aversion. They're averting or trying to get away from the pain. They're pushing away the pain. So at the same time, they're pushing away the love. Attachments and aversions are just two sides of the same coin. If you're pushing something away or you're pulling something toward you in order to make you feel complete in your life, then you're not living from an authentic place. You are dependent on the external actions of something else or someone else in order for you to feel complete. And that is bullshit. You can't live your life like that. That is never going to work out for you in the long run. You've got to identify these attachments. You've got to see what they are and understand that it's okay to love something. It's okay to enjoy it. It's okay to experience it fully. But if that thing goes, and it eventually will, because everything in this life is transient, you got to be able to let it go freely, you know, lovingly. You've got to be able to let it go. Otherwise, it owns you, and it owns you from now on. Same thing with aversions. You know, if you're afraid of something or you're trying to push something away from you, you need to let it in. You need to understand that you can't be your authentic self so long as you're either pushing or pulling at different aspects of your life. You've got to just allow things to be. If you can do that, you can start to take control of your life from a completely different perspective. Things outside of you will no longer push or pull you around. You will no longer be a victim of society. Society can't dictate to you the algorithm that they want you to dance to. You will not be a cog in the machine. You will have your own machine. And when you're living from that perspective, it gives you a completely different experience, and one that is much more fulfilling. I know it sounds really stupid sometimes to say, oh, life is a journey. And when I hear that, I think, ah, God, it makes me sick to my stomach, because, you know, it's usually coming from some whimsical person who has very little concept of what reality is. But whatever, I don't want to get too critical here, but life is a journey. What I mean by that is you cannot stay focused on the outcomes. You got to have goals. Don't get me wrong. You got to strive for something. You got to have a vision. You got to be pushing yourself forward. You always got to be pushing yourself forward. But it is the process, the day-to-day process. It's the journey of getting from here to there, moving, growing, becoming stronger, smarter, a better version of yourself through every step, moving toward this goal that is the critical element. Achieving the goal is a byproduct of this experience. It is not necessarily required. So if you are striving toward a goal and you are making all kinds of headway, you are just getting better, smarter, more athletic, and more intelligent, more insightful. You're just becoming a better human being. And about 3/4 of the way to this goal, another door opens, and suddenly something even more attractive and valuable makes itself available to you. And you're like, oh, wow, this is even better than what I had originally planned. Well, it's perfectly okay to change direction and move toward that new thing, whatever that is. Assuming that you're not just being a dog with a squirrel. You know what I mean? You're not just jumping around from one thing to the next. That it actually is a really meaningful and better opportunity for you than the one that had originally driven you to as far as you had gone. But my goal here, my objective here with you guys is not to talk about goals necessarily. It's about the outcome of whatever it is that you're doing. Because the outcome for all of us is exactly the same. We're all gonna be cold, stiff, and 6 feet under, you know? So if that's the goal, well, we don't have to do anything to achieve that. That's gonna happen automatically. So it's about what happens between now and then that is meaningful. And that's where you've gotta really focus your attention. Don't become attached to the outcome. Stay focused on the process. The process is where the value is. Unconditional love sounds like some kind of a mystical thing, but it really isn't. All it is that you are willing to put someone else's needs ahead of your own under almost any circumstance. That you're willing to love that person regardless of how they behave. And this may even be someone who is not behaving well to you. You know, you still need to be able to see them in the light of love. Even though you may not be demonstrating that in some external way, internally, you can still see them from that loving place. Unconditional love is really the only love that matters in the long run. Because romantic love is very transactional by its nature. It means that I will love you if you perform these tasks, if you act in this way, if you love me back. If you, I will love you. Yeah, that's not love. that's a transaction. You know, like I said, you might as well just get a prostitute and have her living with you, because that's basically what you've done. You've just prostituted, you've made your relationship into an exchange of services. That is not love. Having expectations of other people to perform in order for you to love them obviously is not love. So creating an element of unconditional love in your head so that as you come across people in your life, and it's easiest with your children, even with your friends, you don't need to tell them. You don't need to say, Joe, man, I love you. I love you, man. We've all had that drunken moment, you know? We've all been hugging our best friend, telling him what a great guy he is, and saying, I love you, man. And then the next morning you wake up going, ah, man, that was kind of embarrassing. But the truth is you do kind of love him, you know? The truth is you would do just about anything for him. Like if he needed you to help him hide a body, you might just do it, you know? But unconditional love is where you've got to find yourself when you're in a relationship with a woman. You've got to get to that place, because that's the only way this relationship will endure. That's the only way you're going to transcend the changes that inevitably are going to come up with you, with her, with the circumstances, with life, with the world. You've got to get to that place where you can be unconditionally loving. This is not an easy thing to do. This is advanced stuff here. This is theoretical for most people. And in order for you to get to this place psychologically and emotionally, is you've got to increase your level of awareness. You've got to start seeing the world from that different perspective where you're no longer attached to or pushed away by other things. You no longer expect other things outside of you to define you, where you're no longer looking for validation internally or externally, or externally or from people or from society or whatever. You're all living your life from an authentic perspective. Then when you have that sensation of being who you really are and seeing yourself for who you actually are, and you're at peace with it, you know yourself, you know who you are, and you are authentically able to express yourself without reservation, that's when it's really easy to experience an unconditional type of love. And once you get there, you will become a more fully developed man, because you will no longer require other people to do anything to make you feel complete. No one outside of you will have to do anything. And in fact, even when people do things that you don't agree with, you can still be supportive of them because you see them from a loving place and you realize that they have their own journey and that they have to take these steps. They have to go down this path in order for them to discover who they are. You understand that this journey that they're on is different than the journey you're on, and it's okay. It's perfectly okay. We all have our own path to follow, and they all lead to the same place, but we're all going to learn different things along the way. So unconditional love is critical, but it's not something that you're going to find in a romantic relationship, especially when you're a young guy and you're following around your testosterone driven motivations to achieve some kind of relief. You're definitely not going to find unconditional love in that moment, you know? And you're not going to find it if you're seeking validation from someone outside of you. You're not going to find it by identifying with a relationship. And you're not going to find some woman who's going to solve this problem and teach you about unconditional love. This is something that comes from inside. This is something that you have to teach yourself. This is a gift that you will give yourself one day, if you're lucky. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. I hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, please like and subscribe. If you know someone who might enjoy it, please share it with them. Till next time, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.